Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. Got a couple of interesting guests today. I think you're going to find very interesting. We have a survivor of Project MK Ultra. That was the CIA's project that was done secretly, illegally. They helped to start the war on drugs for Richard Nixon, creating a panic in the public with the use of LSD. That was something that the CIA created as part of their mind control program. We're going to tell you how that hasn't stopped yet, but we're also going to go back in time. I'm going to talk a little bit about MK Ultra and where we are with Obama's brain initiative today, as well as the DARPA programs and the CIA programs that continue. Folks, it is a complete spectrum. When you go back and you look at what we were just talking about the last couple of weeks with the appointment of Gina Haspel, things don't change. History repeats itself. Sometimes you say it just rhymes. But in the case of CIA, it actually is an actual repeat. Actual repeat. The whole stated purpose of all of this that they use to justify these illegal activities, which, by the way, the person in charge destroyed all the records, just like Gina Haspel did, of the enhanced interrogation, the torture operations that were recorded on videotape. All the documents were deleted by Richard Helms. They did find a stash of documents later that gave us a little bit of insight into it, but for the most part, they've been destroyed. What has surfaced is incredibly troubling. And when we look at that parallel, the other parallel that stands out, I think, in looking at MK Ultra, is the idea that they justified all this on the basis of interrogation. Yes, they were going to give drugs and psychological treatment and hypnotherapy, all these different things they're going to do to people. They justified it on the basis of interrogation. But they were also very interested in controlling people's minds. They continued this on with the Monarch program to allow them to push people to do actions that they would not normally do. We believe that this is behind a lot of the assassinations and mass shooting events. We're going to get into all of that stuff today. We're also going to talk to Leo Zagami out of Italy. He's going to give us his insight into what is happening there. It is not something that is just a local political story in Italy, of course. It is part of the vast spectrum of the fight against the globalist agenda. The EU is a big part of that. It is the big construct. It was what the Bilderberg Group, the Nazis. It's kind of a parallel there, isn't it? You know, we had the Operation Paperclip where we brought the Nazi scientists over to the United States so they could work with the CIA to develop these weapons and to continue conducting human experimentation without the subjects knowing what was being done to them or without their authorization. That was prohibited by the Nuremberg Code. We executed people for doing that, but then we had our people in the CIA. So we had honest people in the government. They were executing people who had done the things that the Nazis did and the Japanese prison camp operators did. But then we had the CIA. And the CIA was busy with their own little government operation, bringing those people to the United States so they could continue their work and expand their work. And so when we look at the entire spectrum of what is going on, when we look at what is happening with Brexit, we've got some comments from Nigel Farage we're going to have in the program about how perhaps they have gone too far with Italy. But it was necessary. I think that the Brexit vote that happened in the UK, we all saw it. We saw it as a victory for our side, a victory against the globalists, and they saw it that way too. That's why it was so important for the spooks in London to work with the spooks at Langley to try to take down the Trump administration. And now they've just said we're going to throw out the election of Italy. You got George Soros pushing for a second Brexit referendum. When they don't get the results that they like, they just throw it out. They try another election, or they try to throw out the individual like President Trump that is pushing against them. Believe me, the EU, the globalists, don't like Trump, in case you haven't figured that out. And that's what's behind all this stuff. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. I'm your host, David Knight. We're going to be talking to Leo Zagami. He was thrown off of Italian radio after only 60 seconds. We're going to let him talk for probably a half hour, maybe. We'll let Leo go on about what is happening in Italy. Because what they have done is, yet again, they have thrown out a democratic election. The bankers, the IMF, and they have put in their own person. When they don't get the results they like, just like Brexit, or just like with President Trump, they have their different tactics in different countries. And, of course, we're looking at what they did with President Trump or with Brexit. With Brexit, they're slow walking it. As we pointed out yesterday, Nigel Farage and others looked at the one budget item that they had budgeted £1 million for European elections. You know, they elect members to the European Parliament out of each of the EU countries. And they looked at that and they said, but wait a minute, this next election is coming up after Theresa May has told us we're going to be out of the European Union. Why are they budgeting money for us to elect members of the European Parliament when we're supposed to be out of the European Parliament by then? Maybe they're not planning on doing that, you think? Nigel Farage has called her Theresa Maybe. And I think it's not even a question anymore. I think that she is going to shut that down. Look, she is on the globalist side. She lied to the public and got away with it. We had Nikki Haley joining with her, lying about the poisoning of the double agent Skripal and his daughter. We know that wasn't nerve gas. If it was nerve gas, they would have died. When they sent that to the Swiss lab, they found evidence of BZ, which is a class 2 nerve agent. Novichok is definitely a class 1. It only has the use of killing people. It is 8 times more potent than our own nerve gas, our own VX nerve gas. So if that had been used, they wouldn't be concerned about where it had happened or if that was the case. You wouldn't have had the first responders who worked on them for a half hour without any protection. They just ran another story after the two people who were very sick because they were poisoned by BZ gas, or BZ, it's not a gas, but by BZ, a chemical. It also has industrial uses. And when they found that, the Swiss lab said, oh, yes, and we also did find traces of Novichok in an undegraded format. Very surprising, since it was tested several weeks, maybe a couple of months, after the alleged poisoning. It would have degraded. They said it was in a virgin state, undegraded. Maybe somebody in the UK government put that in just before they sent the lab to sample. Nevertheless, the symptoms that they had were consistent with BZ exposure. People mistaking it for an opioid overdose. And it was a very serious case. They almost died. Nevertheless, they would have died instantly, and so would the first responders have died. And there wouldn't have been any question as to whether or not they were poisoned at the house or in the car or on the bench. You had absurd reports that maybe this happened in the car and they were exposed in the car, and maybe there might have been people all over the town that were exposed to this as they were driving around with the windows down. Give me a break. I can't believe that the people of the UK would fall for that. I can't believe the people of the United States would fall for that. These are the lies of Nikki Haley and Theresa May, the globalists who will tell you anything, who will do anything, as we've seen with Tommy Robinson. We'll talk about that, give you an update on that. But I want to play a clip for you from Nigel Farage about what is happening with the Italian elections, because Leo Zagami is going to be joining us later in the program in the next hour. We'll find out what they didn't want him to say on Radio 24 in Italy. But this is Nigel Farage about their efforts to overturn the Italian election.
Well, it must be very good news for the European Commission that the Brexit hole is nowhere near as bad as you thought it was going to be. The 40 billion that Mrs. May has agreed to pay over the course of the next few years must help. And of course, as we speak, she's desperately scrambling to get us back into a whole series of EU programmes in your next budgetary period, and no doubt we'll pay more for that. And perhaps what's even better news, Commissioner, is that the Prime Minister now wants a 2-year extension of the transition phase. So I can only assume that if that effectively means full membership for a further 2 years, that 40 billion would now become 60 billion. And I would like your confirmation that extended transition will mean a bigger bill. But perhaps the reality, of course, is that Brexit is not the biggest problem that the European Union now faces. Italy, of course, has been mentioned, and they are net contributors to this budget. They pay in about 4 billion euros every single year. And there are signs that in Italy, voters are tiring of paying that money. They question what the euro has done to their economy. They feel they're a victim of the European Union's immigration policies. And as a result of all this, they voted in a new government, only to find that bullying, hectoring from the European Commission has been listened to by the Italian president. And in the last 48 hours, their democracy has been traduced. In the past, you managed to bully the Danes, you bullied the Irish, you bullied the Greeks into submission. I suspect with Italy today, you've now bitten off more than you can chew. Bring on more elections and bigger Eurosceptic victories.
Yes, and at this point, they're starting to get cold feet. They're starting to realize that they did, in fact, bite off more than they can chew. So we're going to get an update from Leo Zagami. There's talk that they're maybe not going to have another election, that they're going to try to pull this back, because if they have an election, and this election that happened in March, you had two parties, one of them socialist, the other one was conservative in their economic outlook, but both of them were anti-EU. And the two of them have worked together, created a coalition, and then that got overturned by the IMF and the bankers. Yeah, that's what's happening there. So if they have another election, the two of them are going to make this, they're going to join together, even though they are very far apart on many issues, socialist and conservative. They will join together on the anti-EU issues. And it will be a referendum on the EU, and it will be a referendum on the euro as well. And that's a fight that I think the European Union is going to lose, a fight that I think they're afraid of. And I think a fight that Nigel Farage was correct in pointing out, they bit off more than they could chew. You know, we go back to 2016. It was a year of massive victories for national sovereignty. And what does national sovereignty mean? Is it a bad thing to have national sovereignty? The left is always telling us, oh, that's what gave us World War II. Well, I disagree with that. National sovereignty simply means that you have government closer to you than if it was a world government or a European government. And people have lived under this European Union, where they told the British fishermen that they would not be allowed to fish in seas that they had fished in for millennia. They said, I don't think we're going to do that. I don't think we're going to have our economy and our government taken away from us, that we will be governed from a distance. And that is essentially what they were trying to do with the TPP, the TTIP that President Trump shut down. He also shut down the Paris Climate Accord. That was so dear to their hearts, as well as the Iran deal. Understand that when we had Brexit and the election of President Trump, that was a major defeat for them. And it's only gotten worse as President Trump has been in power, shutting down those trade partnerships, as they like to call them. That's the way they got everybody under their thumb in Europe. was by creating a free trade zone. Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, we want to have free trade. We want to be able to freely trade back and forth goods and services, but it doesn't turn out to be that way. It turns out to be managed trade. And then after they do that for a while, they want to have closer and closer economic controls to the bankers through a common currency. And then they come out with political sovereignty. That's what they keep telling the people in Europe. Oh, well, this isn't working. The euro is failing because we need to have greater political control. So 2016 was a great year. 2017, it looked like things are going the other way with Macron. And he takes power, this Rothschild banker who posed as a socialist, ushered in playing Beethoven's Ode to Joy. But then things turned around in the fall. We saw Germany and a massive surge against Merkel. Victories in Hungary, Austria, the Czech Republic, and then in Italy. Yeah, the globalists are on the run, but they're going to keep fighting, and they're going to fight dirty. In every country, they're going to have a different tactic. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals, including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'd like to talk a little bit about Roseanne. Now, Roseanne has said, don't defend me. Don't defend me. What I did was wrong. Well, I'm not going to defend her. I'm going to defend the First Amendment. I'm going to defend Western civilization. I'm going to defend the values of free speech. You know, it's often attributed to Voltaire. It wasn't Voltaire who said it, but it was the friends of Voltaire, the writer who put that together, who summarized what he had said. That I may violently disagree with what you have to say or may be repulsed by what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. If we don't do that, it is the death of free speech in the West. And that's what we're seeing with Tommy Robinson. You have to understand, they don't have a First Amendment in Britain. Nevertheless, the First Amendment was what they consider to be a negative right. They talk about negative rights and positive rights. Negative right sounds like something that's bad, doesn't it? Now, a negative right is a prohibition on government action. You will not do this. You will not make a law that infringes on the free exercise of religion or free speech. You will not infringe on our rights to protect ourselves, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Those are negative rights. Those are sayings that say that you will not impose excessive fines, that you will not violate our property. All those are, you will not do this, you will not do that. They're prohibitions of government action infringing on the rights that we possess from God, the rights that we have as human beings, that every one of us possesses as creatures of God. That was the Declaration of Independence, based upon the idea that we have inherent rights based on our humanity. And that the government is created to protect those rights and may not infringe upon those rights. That idea of natural law is anathema to people like Joe Biden. He raked Clarence Thomas over the coals during the confirmation hearings. Not because of the phony Anita Hill nonsense. And it was totally phony. The feminists who were all over that, oh, look, he made some inappropriate remarks. Kind of along the lines of what we're seeing today and much of what is the Me Too movement. Yes, there's a lot of sexual harassment and perversion in Hollywood. No doubt about it. They put it up on the screen for us, folks. Are you surprised to see that there? They filmed their dirty fantasies. They put it up on the screen, just like the CIA is engaged in their sadistic practices. And they're not, or have in the past tried to cover it up. But, you know, the accusations against Clarence Thomas by Anita Hill and so forth. Anita Hill came out in a couple of years and was defending Bill Clinton for what he did with Monica Lewinsky, for what he did against the women that he violently sexually assaulted and raped. Anita Hill was defending Bill Clinton in a couple of years. So don't tell me that there was anything to that. He said, she said stuff. But the thing that stuck out to me about all of that, that made me angry, that really didn't get any press coverage much, was the anger of Joe Biden over past writings by Clarence Thomas, where he understood the concept of natural rights, the concept that our government is founded upon. If we don't have natural rights, then what we did in breaking away from Great Britain was wrong. It was not wrong. It was right to do it. And we'd do it again, especially after what happened to Tommy Robinson, believe me. But when we look at this and we have the idea of negative rights that are encoded in our Bill of Rights, even though the government doesn't honor that or respect it or care anymore about the Bill of Rights. Nobody in the federal government cares about that anymore than they do their toilet paper. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you go to Capitol Hill and you see the toilet paper probably has a Bill of Rights printed on it. So they can use it like they would like to use it every day. Either that or incinerate it. But it is still there. We will reclaim that one day. It is a model. It is a blueprint. They swear to uphold that. And they have criminal liability when they violate that. And so we're going to keep the Bill of Rights, even though the government won't keep the Bill of Rights, won't honor it, won't honor their oath to it. We're going to keep that. But when we look at Great Britain, it is still considered to be a negative right by tradition that they will not do that. You know, positive right is to say that you have a right to health care. You have a right to a home. You have a right to a guaranteed income, to a job, and all these types of things. That's socialism. See how they play with the language? Oh, socialism is positive. We are progressive. You people are regressive. You people are negative. No, we're just about liberty. Let's see you take that term and steal it. They probably will. They stole the term liberal. Liberal used to be people who were for liberty. No longer. But when we look at what has happened in Great Britain, how did they lose the concept of it being a negative right? How did they lose the concept of it being a fundamental right, a fundamental human right? Well, that came about because of the UN and the EU. They said, yes, free speech, absolutely, that is a human right. But it must not be anything that offends anyone. So it must be tempered. It must be restricted. It must be proscribed by the idea that you can't hurt anybody's feelings. If that is the case, by that standard, you cannot have any free speech. You can't have any comedy either. It's going to be the destruction of the West. So what is happening in America? Oh, we're protected, right? Because we've got the First Amendment. Except, as you know, our government doesn't care about the Bill of Rights. And even worse, the social media oligarchs that are ruling us now. So they turn to the Facebook and the Twitter and the Google surrogates that they have created. They use them to enact censorship. Because if they were to do it directly, like the UK government is doing, if the American government were to do it directly, we'd say, wait a minute, that's a clear violation of the First Amendment. At least I hope we would say that. Instead, they do it through their crony capitalist friends, their crony tyrants that they use. And as I've pointed out before, I've seen this work in elections for a long time. For 25 years ago, this was the preferred tactic. The same thing that's being done with the social media oligarchs was done with the press associations. As I've mentioned many times, you would go through all kinds of hoops if you're an independent candidate or a third party to get on the ballot. All kinds of signature petitions and so forth that the Republicans and Democrats would never have to do. And they would make you do it over and over again every election cycle because they would set the bar for keeping your status on the ballot impossibly high. But then once you jump through all these hoops that they didn't have to jump through, they could easily exclude you from the debates by saying the debates are being run by a private operation. The private operation was an association of newspaper and media in the state. And guess what? The mainstream press worked with the government to suppress all ideas outside of the two established parties. And then when you complained about it, they said, we can't do anything about that. That's private. It's a private forum. We're not running that. That press association is running it. They get to make the decisions as to who's going to be included or not. And that's the same argument that is being applied. They know exactly what they're doing. It's a template. They use this over and over again. That's what they're doing now with Facebook and Twitter, even though we had a judge come after President Trump and say, you can't ban anybody off of your personal Twitter account. This isn't even the POTUS account. You can't ban anybody off of that because Twitter is a public forum. And you can't mute them either. You can't block them and you can't mute them. Well, muting is what Jack Dorsey, the president of Twitter, does when he shadow bans your tweets, my tweets. Blocking somebody is what he does when he takes them off. But, of course, he has more power than the president of the United States.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, tract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZ X Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your products since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Before I talk about Roseanne, I want to continue a little bit about Tommy Robinson, because as I said in the last segment, if we allow the truthiness watchdogs like Snopes and Southern Poverty Law Center to tell us what we can and cannot say, and then allow late night television, which they should be, look, Saturday Night Live and Stephen Colbert and all those people, they've made a career out of vicious criticism of President Trump, even Sarah Sanders. I don't like it. I don't find it to be funny. I find it to be very offensive, but, you know, that's their right. And like I said before, as attributed to Voltaire, of course, it wasn't his exact quote. It was a summary of what he said. I disapprove of what they say, but I'll defend their right to say it. Defend to the death their right to say it. It's very important that we have free speech. And so when we look at how this all dies, it began dying in the UK when they accepted all this hate speech laws and regulations coming out of the EU and the UN. And we have now seen that that has taken root in the United States thanks to the socialist universities that we, so many of us send our kids to. I'm not sending my kids there. Do anything to keep them out of the universities. But when we look at what it has now become, the idea that you would have this kangaroo court judgment against him for hate speech. First of all, hate speech destroys the First Amendment. Then you have due process destroyed in order to enforce the hate speech. Then the judge goes another level and says, nobody is going to talk about this because I've got a D notice out there. Well, what is a D notice? Do you know what that is, Americans? Do you know what it is, Britons? Where did that come from? Of course, D stands for defense. This is about national security, supposedly. Who is being defended by this? Is this judge defending the pedophile grooming gangs? Is he defending Islam? Maybe he's defending the government bureaucrats, the police officers who protected and covered up what these Muslim gangs are doing. I can't understand what is being defended here. What national security issue is there? And let me tell you, this began as a DSMA notice, which stood for Defense and Security Media Advisory Notice. A DSMA notice, Defense and Security Media Advisory Notice. In other words, media, don't report on this because it is a violation of national security. And, of course, everything bows down to this mythological beast called national security. It is the altar on which we sacrifice all of our money to the industrial military complex. It is the altar on which we sacrifice all of our liberty and privacy here in America. Oh, everything must be sacrificed to national security. And just as we saw with the House Intelligence Committee summary of what we already knew, thank you, President Trump, for declassifying that without redaction so we could see that it was nothing but a bluff, that they were simply trying to protect themselves. You know, we had a case a few years ago that we reported on here at InfoWars. I was surprised at how little attention it got because we had a whistleblower talking about the TSA's phony body scanners, how bad they were. You know, we're not allowed to know what their failure rate is. Oh, that would be an issue of national security. See, the ineffectiveness of their airport security is an issue of national security. No, it isn't. It's a massive CYA for the TSA. They're not going to cover your butt. They're going to cover their butt. They're going to feel your butt. And as we had people here in Texas saying, you're not going to put your hands on my kids. We're going to stop the TSA from doing that. At the same time that was happening, the same time they were saying, we're going to make this a no-fly zone, the TSA, in its own internal memos, was saying, there is no threat to, currently, security threat to airplanes or to airports. That was revealed in a lawsuit that they inadvertently posted without it being redacted. When they put it up on Pacer, the website where they put up government lawsuits, they put up the unredacted version for a while. And we got a snapshot of that. And you can see what the fraud was. We got a snapshot of how they like to classify things as top secret with the House Intelligence Committee. And we saw that it was nothing but trying to cover up their crimes, their ineffectiveness, just like the TSA is involved in that. So when we look at this, the D notice was a Defense and Security Media Advisory Notice. Then it became a DA notice, Defense Advisory Notice. Then it simply just became a D notice, a defense notice. Do you see a common thread here? Defense, defense, defense. What are the subcategories of this? Well, you have five different subcategories. One of them is you can't talk about this because this is military operations, plans, and capabilities. Is that what Tony Robinson was doing when he was filing a report standing in front of the courthouse? No. The next one, nuclear and non-nuclear weapon systems and equipment. Was that what Tommy Robinson was doing when he was reporting on these Muslim grooming gangs and how they had been protected and concealed by law enforcement and politicians? No, I don't think that was it. Was it military counter-terrorist forces? No. Was it physical property and assets of the Defense Department? No. Was it personnel and their families who work in sensitive positions? Was he revealing something about the military, the British military, the defense establishment, the personnel and their families? No. So how is this judge using a D notice there against him? That should be the first thing that the people of the UK ask. A D notice? Now, and I think that it bears an uncomfortable similarity to the National Defense Authorization Act that we had presented to us in the at the end of 2012. And remember, President Obama said, I'm not going to sign that. That's indefinite detention by the military without trial, without any due process. The CIA or the military can even send you to a foreign country to be tortured. That's called rendition. I'm not going to sign that. And then on New Year's Eve, he signed it. And then the next day he says, don't worry. I'm not going to force that. Yeah, right. Right, right. See, it was done in the Defense Authorization Act. And if you don't think that our government will use that against you eventually. You know, right now, we're at the stage where the UK was a few years ago, where they're establishing the idea that they can censor anybody, they can punish and jail anybody because they don't like your speech. Somebody somewhere is offended by something you had to say. Let me tell you something. They're going to be offended. Somebody somewhere is going to be offended by anything that you have to say. If you're going to talk about politics or religion or things like that, they're going to be offended by that. You know, that's why we have religion and free speech together in the First Amendment. Because of those are the things that people get offended about. And they're important things to talk about. We must be able to talk about those things. And so if you think that, and it is a stretch, that a judge would use a D notice, a defense notice, to silence anything that is happening against Tommy Robinson, I find a striking and frightening parallel with our NDAA, indefinite detention without trial by the military. This is indefinite detention and trial by this judge and censorship of it. Secret trials everywhere. The West has lost the value of having an open society. You know, George Soros says he's about an open society. No, he's not. He's running his little subversive thing here to overthrow the values of the West. He's playing the election law games, using nonprofits and so forth to mask his contributions. They eventually do get unmasked by researchers, but not until after the fact. But no, an open society is about knowing everything that your government is doing. We don't have to know the fine details of where the troops are and what their names are and so forth, but we have to know why we're going to war. It makes me disgusted to see Memorial Day ceremonies where you got politicians out there praising the victims of their policies. Like I said on Twitter, it's like an arsonist praising the firefighters who died putting out the fire that he started. And then they go immediately after the ceremony and start another fire and kill people inside the building and kill the firefighters who try to put out that fire. That's what our foreign policy is. Don't tell me about how much you value the military when you're setting the world on fire. It's absolutely amazing hypocrisy that we see on Memorial Day. Yes, there are people who thought they were doing the right thing. There are people who were deceived about these wars. And their death needs to mean something, and it can mean something if we stop these future wars. Yes, there were people who fought to establish this republic, and we can remember those people. And we had some just wars. But for the most part, they're abusing this. All right, when we come back, I'm going to show you an example of how the U.S. Does their suppression of free speech. In South Carolina, they have the rules against anti-Islamic speech in the U.K. In South Carolina, they just passed some anti-Israeli speech.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silversol Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, as we listen to Beverly Hills Cop, we're going to talk about the speech police coming up. And we have them here in the United States. It's not just what's going on with Roseanne. And it's not just what's going on with Tommy Robinson in the UK. You know, it was kind of interesting, I thought, that as I would pass the monitor in the break room getting coffee, see Fox News on the screen, they were all over what was going on with Roseanne. They wouldn't talk about Tommy Robinson. No, they had a D notice. Don't talk about that. You know, the people were talking about Tommy Robinson. It's InfoWars, it's RT, it's Sputnik, it's the people that they demonize all the time. They demonize us because we won't play the establishment game. And I thought, this is really pathetic that they are, you know, that the attitude that they were taking against Roseanne, but also the fact that they're not talking about this outrageous situation in the UK, that they would just acquiesce to this tyranny and say, all right, we'll pull down all the articles about that. We won't talk about that. Won't talk about that on our network. Maybe they did. I never saw them talking about it in the times that I stopped by there. One of the reasons that we can do this, one of the reasons that we can be independent is because of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you support that, we will stay on the air. If you don't, we won't. You know, free speech is not free. It has to be paid for one way or the other. And we sell a lot of fine products that really support your health, help you to prepare you and your family. And right now, we have extended the Memorial Day sales. We have a lot of our most popular products that are 50% off plus free shipping. Let me tell you some of the products. This is just some of the products that are on sale at 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. That is something that, you know what, I even use that. They say to use Nano Silver topically, but I even use the colloidal silver topically when I cut myself. I don't get infections anymore. I use it right away. Anyway, we also have Alpha Power as well as Silver Bullet. And speaking of Nano Silver, we have all the Super Blue dental products that do have Nano Silver in them. We have a gargle spray that you can use topically. You can also use it as a mouth freshener, and we also have a mouth wash. All those have Nano Silver in them, and two flavors of toothpaste. All those Super Blue dental products are 50% off. We have our BioTrue Selenium combo along with X2 Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Those are 50% off. And finally, we have the Real Red Pill Plus. All of those, 50% off plus shipping. All right, let's take a look at how free speech is dying here in America. You know, in the UK, you're not allowed to say anything that is critical of Islam, or you get the Tommy Robinson treatment. But what we have here that is developing in America is in South Carolina, you can't criticize Israel. So in the UK, you can't criticize Islam. In South Carolina now, you're not going to be able to criticize Israel. Isn't that interesting? See, this is an article that came out. It's from Free Thought Project. Their headline was, U.S. state passes a law defining any criticism of Israel as anti-Semitic, just as they kill 60 civilians. Now, I disagree with the Free Thought Project. I don't think that these were innocent civilians. I think that this is a weaponized attack against the border, and I think they were defending their border. That's my opinion based on what I have seen at this point. But they have a right to talk about this and to give their viewpoint of what happened here. We disagree on that, but we don't disagree on the fact that criticism of Israel, of the government of Israel, should be shut down as anti-Semitic. South Carolina will become the first state to legally define criticism of Israel as anti-Semitism when a new measure goes into effect July the 1st, targeting public schools and universities. Of course, where do you put the speech codes first? Well, you do it in the schools and universities. It is a gradual process to get people to give up their First Amendment rights and their free speech rights. And then eventually, you'll have these people, just like we see with the college students who have gone through this stuff for a while. You see them begging to have their freedoms taken away, begging to have their freedom to defend themselves taken away. Please take away my guns. Please take away all the tools that I have to defend myself. Please take away my speech and your speech. So they want to take away your speech, your tools to defend yourself as well. They don't want to just disarm themselves and gag themselves. They want to gag you. You're the one that they really want to gag. And this is something that they've been trying to do in South Carolina for 2 years. They're finally able to do it by slipping it into the budget bill. You know, kind of like the NDAA, indefinite detention by the military. They slipped that into the military budget bill. And we have to pass the military budget, of course. Everything must be sacrificed. So if they stick anything in there that's totally unrelated, like indefinite detention and transportation by the military, secret trials by the military, oh, let's stick that in there because we've got to fund the military. And so they stuck this into their budget. So what are some of the things that are in here as a definition of anti-Semitism now in South Carolina? Well, if you accuse the Jews as a people or Israel as a state, this political entity, of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. Boom. Anti-Semitic, and you get penalized for that. Accusing Jewish citizens of being more loyal to Israel than to the interest of their own nations. Be careful what you say now politically in South Carolina. You can't criticize Israel, just like you can't criticize Islam in the UK. Drawing comparisons of contemporary Israeli policy to that of the Nazis. Oh, well, there goes Goodwin's law. You know, Goodwin said eventually every hot political discussion is going to result in one party or the other, or both of them, calling each other Nazis. That's the way it always happens. The longer the conversation goes, the higher the likelihood that one or both sides are going to call the other person Nazis. Well, in this case, you're going to be accused then of being anti-Semitic. If you do that, you're arguing with somebody over Israeli political policy. This is a political entity they're talking about. Or denying the Jewish people their right to self-determination, denying Israel the right to exist, provided, however, the criticism of Israel similar to that levied against another country cannot be regarded as anti-Semitic, and on and on and on. This is the speech code that's been produced by South Carolina. See, in principle, it is no different than what is being done by Sadiq Khan and the British politicians who want to protect Islam at all costs. We have to be able to be free to criticize other individuals. But Not in the case of Roseanne. This is where it begins. And this is why it's important to defend this. We even have the editor of Breitbart, Nolte, saying, yeah, it was justified. She compared a black person to an ape. Well, not exactly. When she talked about this, she said, I didn't even know that Valerie Jarrett was black. You look at the pictures of Valerie Jarrett. Does she look black? If you go back and investigate her background, which I did. And you know what the interesting thing about Valerie Jarrett is? You know, a lot of people didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. And here's the other side. A lot of people think that Obama is black. No, Obama is white CIA. That's what Obama really is. You want to know what Obama's background is? He was raised, he's half white, he's half black. Who would say, oh, he's black. No, he's just as white as he is black. But what's the bad thing about Obama? It isn't his skin color. It isn't his features. The bad thing about Obama is his CIA background. You know, his mother and his grandparents who raised him were deeply embedded in the origins of the CIA. And this was a guy who was raised in Islamic schools in Indonesia. He was raised abroad. He doesn't have American values. He's got Indonesian Islamic values. Valerie Jarrett is an Iranian. That's more of a background than her racial background. As a matter of fact, her parents, who are black, left Chicago because they hated America. And she was born in Iran. And so that explains a great deal about Obama's Iran deal, doesn't it? The fact that Valerie Jarrett held so much power in the Obama White House, this Iranian by birth, her parents who loved Iran. So when Roseanne is talking about this, she says, I didn't even know that she was black. I thought she was Iranian and Jewish. You might think that based on her policies. Not necessarily Jewish, but I would definitely think that she's Iranian. Nevertheless, they canceled Roseanne. Viacom has now pulled all the reruns from Paramount Network, from TV Land, from CMT. You know, when I look at this, as I said yesterday when I was talking to Tyler Nixon on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones show, I said, Mel Brooks, recently on his 91st birthday, was being interviewed by classic film festivals and Turner Classic Movies and stuff. And he was talking about his first program, The Producers. He said, I kept shopping this around saying, I want to do a comedy about the Holocaust and Nazis. And it's like, you're not going to make that. Even back then, when people could do stuff like Blazing Saddles and everything, where he had a lot of race jokes. Oh, he would be excoriated for racism today. You got Monty Python's John Cleese talking about how it's the death of comedy. You got George Carlin, and I retweeted the meme where he says, political correctness is fascism pretending to be manners. That's right. It is the fascism of the left. It is cultural Marxism. You won't have any comedy. Can you imagine what they would do with Don Rickles? I never found Don Rickles to be funny. I found him to be vicious and offensive. A lot of people did. But you know what? He had a right to say what he said. I didn't want to see him taken off the air. Not even Michelle Wolf.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to finish up with the Roseanne thing. I kept saying I'm going to talk about this, and I got on the other free speech issues, talking about Tommy Robinson, and we've got Leo Zagami coming up in the next hour, talking to us about what's going on in Italy. Very important that we understand what is happening there, because we are a part of this as well. We are going to stand together for national sovereignty, or we will hang separately. That's what the globalists are doing to us. So this is a part of the overall picture of Brexit, the Trump election, and the dissolution of the European Union. Yes, it needs to be taken down. And Trump is just the guy to do it, I think. And that's what I think they believe, too, which is why they're working so hard to get him down. But let's talk about Roseanne Barr. She came back and she said, "I apologize to Valerie Jarrett and to all Americans. I am truly sorry for making a bad joke about her politics and her looks. I should have known better. Forgive me. My joke was in bad taste." And like I said, when we're going to break, so were all the jokes that Don Rickles told. But I didn't think that he should have been hung, taken off the air, whatever. He had a right to say bad jokes. So does Michelle Wolf. She's vicious when she comes out attacking people. So is Stephen Colbert, John Oliver. All these people have made a career out of being vicious. But of course, they're on the other side. It's that double standard that we have to be paying attention to. But it's also what's going on with the big media companies. You know, I just talked about how Viacom, run by Sumner Redstone, pulled all the Roseanne reruns, but it's Disney killing it, just as they will kill Star Wars with their political correctness. That was pointed out by Nolte at Breitbart. After killing the Muppets with leftist propaganda, Disney murders Star Wars. Yeah, that's right. They murdered Star Wars, in my opinion, with all the feminist propaganda a couple of films ago. Now, nobody's buying it anymore. They want to know why. There's absolutely no way that I'm going to spend any money because I know what Disney is about now. I know what their propaganda is about now. And these are the people that own ABC. These are the people that pulled another top-ranking comedy, Last Man Standing, with Tim Allen. Now, Fox News has picked that up. Tim Allen says the show next year is going to tackle guns. Ooh, ooh. Certainly would have been canceled by ABC. Look, ABC was hard left, part of the Mockingbird press, even before they were bought by Disney. Disney's only made him worse. If you go back to when Obama was pushing through the massive socialist program called Obamacare, understand how important that was to them. As a matter of fact, when I was on my way to work this morning, in the wee hours of the morning, I listened to the BBC on the way in. And they were going on and on about the national health system and how it was a cornerstone of their socialist welfare state. Yes, it is. The schools are a cornerstone of the socialist welfare state, and so is government health care. And that's why it was so important for the globalists to make sure that it happened. They had a hedge with Mitt Romney. Just in case people didn't vote for Obama, they still had the Republican, Mitt Romney, who was going to push through Obamacare anyway. He'd already done it in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. RomneyCare was exactly the same as Obamacare. And, of course, Paul Ryan, his vice president, who has made sure that the Republicans, even though they got control of the House, would not ever do anything to damage that socialist foundation. They're moving us gradually into socialism, and that's very important for them to have that health care there. But when they were debating health care, ABC was running news stories every day out of the White House. And the GOP said, wait a minute, we want equal time. They said, we're not giving you equal time. And then the GOP said, all right, then we want to buy some ads to counteract what you're saying. And ABC said, we're not going to sell you those ads. We're not going to give you equal time. We're not going to let you buy time on our network to oppose our political agenda. And so now you've got ABC teaming with Disney, shutting down Last Man Standing, the most popular comedy, shutting down Roseanne, the most popular show on television, because ratings and money don't mean anything to them. It's their political agenda. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we have Leo Zagami joining us from Italy. Leo was censored on Italian radio, Radio 24, after only 60 seconds. We're going to give him longer than 60 seconds to talk to us and tell us what is going on in Italy as we've got the IMF and the bankers overthrowing the election. We've got George Soros working with Brexit groups to try to have another Brexit referendum. They don't get the results that they like in the Italian election. They don't get the results they like in the Brexit election. No, but let's have a do-over until we get what we want. Same with President Trump, of course, and that explains a lot of what's going on between the UK and the CIA trying to overthrow Trump's election. But I want to finish up with the issues brought up by the firing, the canceling of Roseanne Barr's show based on what she said on Twitter. And, if we take a look at this, as I said, it is the death of comedy. If you can't make bad jokes and make fun of people, we've had people in my lifetime, Mel Brooks, Don Rickles, Monty Python, you name it, any comedian, George Carlin, they all, the essence of it is to make fun of people, to do caricatures of people, just like a political cartoon. In a caricature, you exaggerate certain aspects of people's appearance or their personality. This, by the way, is continually done by the left on a nightly basis. That's what they have based all of their success on since President Trump became president. And it's okay for them. Vice loves it. Vice, as a matter of fact, Vice News on HBO ran a segment about the growing number of comedians who won't play college campuses because leftists can't take a joke. They said comedians won't play colleges because leftists can't take a joke. That's right. They would be shut down. But of course, Slate then goes on to say Michelle Wolf and her Netflix show is the funniest when she is the most vicious. Attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders, attacking her appearance, making all kinds of, cruel remarks about her appearance, ad hominem attacks as part of it. Look, she doesn't like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I understand that. And I don't find her stuff to be funny. I see it as a failed attempt at humor. Getting vicious, I don't think makes her funny, doesn't make her good. But the people who don't like the Trump administration, don't like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, they like that. But it's only works for one side. Let's get Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response to some of the viciousness of Michelle Wolf, who is celebrated by the mainstream media. Here's Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
That happened. There's no excuse for that. I mean, women should support other women. And I just wanted to get your reaction because I thought you handled it with grace and with class.
Thank you. Look, I think that that evening says a whole lot more about her than it does about me. The people that were my friends before that evening are my friends today, and I'm going to continue doing the job that I came here to do every single day. I'm very proud of the fact that I work in this administration for this president, and we're going to keep pushing forward and doing everything we can to make America better, and I think we've had a great first year and a half at doing that, a huge success story that we're proud of, and I hope that she can find some of the same happiness that we all have, because I think she may need a little bit more of that in her life, because the rest of us here are doing great.
All right. So I thought that President Trump was out to shut down the First Amendment. I thought his administration was a bunch of free speech Nazis that wanted to shut down. Did she say she wants to shut down Michelle Wolf, throw her in jail like this British judge did to Tommy Robinson? But that's where we're headed if we go down that route of saying, you say something that offends me, I'm going to call that hate speech. I'm going to make that a crime. Eventually, we'll first start with taking you off of social media. We will criticize you. We'll cancel your shows. Then we'll put in financial penalties. Then we'll put in jail terms. Then we will just disappear you, and we will threaten press, the freedom of the press, to say anything about it. That's how free speech dies, by those types of degrees. We've already seen it happening in the U.K., but good for Sarah Huckabee. She did not, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she didn't jump into that. Even as Michelle Wolf is attacking her, saying she's got an ugly personality and so forth. And then the thing that everybody is saying that Roseanne said that is absolutely indefensible. She compared Valerie Jarrett, saying that she was a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes. And Roseanne came back. Honestly, she said, I thought she was white. She said she thought that the target of her rant was white, and she blamed Ambien sleeping pills. She said, yes, mistakenly, I thought she was white. She said, I honestly thought she was Jewish and Persian. Ignorant of me for sure, but I did. Well, see, as I said before, the salient thing about Valerie Jarrett, if you want to understand the Obama-Iran deal and so forth, is that she was born in Iran, that her parents, even though they're African-American, hated America. They went to Iran. That was where she was born. And the salient thing about Obama, who is white CIA, is the fact that he is CIA. The fact that he was raised in a Muslim country, going to Muslim schools. But then we have Valerie Jarrett playing the victim, taking exactly the opposite approach of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is Valerie Jarrett going on MSNBC.
I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense. The person who's walking down a street minding their own business and they see somebody cling to their purse or want to cross the street. Or every black parent I know who has a boy who has to sit down and have a conversation, the talk, as we call it. And those, as you say, those ordinary examples
okay, that's
of
all
racism.
I can take of her. This woman playing the victim card has had the most privileged existence of anybody you can imagine. Her parents were wealthy. They're part of the establishment, the left establishment in Chicago. Her father was a doctor. Her mother was high up in the educational circles in which Bill Ayers and others travel in order to subvert the educational system. This is a woman of privilege playing the victim racist card here. Yeah, it is a teachable moment. It is a teachable moment about how we're being controlled and about the double standard. Did you hear Valerie Jarrett or the mainstream media talk about the fact that Louis Farrakhan was tweeting out, again, on Twitter, just like Roseanne? What did Louis Farrakhan say? Roseanne made a bad joke, a tasteless joke, a Don Rickles type of joke. So what? I don't care. You've got Louis Farrakhan coming out. Why should there be an end to the white man? Because his nature is not in harmony with the nature of God. Now, this is a guy who is full out selling not only racism, but genocide. And he gets a free pass from the mainstream media. He gets a free pass from Valerie Jarrett. What did Valerie Jarrett have to say about this? If Valerie Jarrett is all about racism, that creature of privilege, Valerie Jarrett, why are there crickets when it comes to Louis Farrakhan saying we have to end white people? This is beyond saying it is not okay to be white. That is clearly the message of the left. But that is the teachable moment there, folks. The double standard. Here's another double standard. Remember ABC? We're talking about ABC, about Disney. And it was only a couple of months ago, less than 2 months ago, beginning of March, we had Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney that owns ABC, the people who just abruptly canceled Roseanne because she made a bad joke. Remember what Joy Behar said when Joy Behar seriously mocked Vice President Pence and the idea of prayer and his Christian faith, calling into question his mental sanity because he was a Christian? Remember that bigotry that was put on that ABC program owned by Disney? And remember how the CEO of Disney that owns ABC, Bob Iger, remember how he responded to that? We had 30,000 calls in like a 24-hour period or something about Joy Behar's anti-Christian bigotry. They really didn't care about it. Joy Behar never publicly apologized. We were told that she had privately apologized to Vice President Pence about that. But she wouldn't apologize to the Christians that she had offended. Not going to apologize about that at all. Roseanne publicly apologized, profusely apologized. That's the double standard. They said Vice President Pence, when she apologized to him privately, encouraged her to do it publicly. She refused. And Disney didn't have a problem with that. See, some people are okay, no matter what they say, because they support a political agenda that is aligned with Disney and the globalists. Remember that when you go to the movies.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate Magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will. President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Leo Zagami from Italy. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to give you an update as to what's happening here. We've had global markets descending into a contagious panic as Italy implodes, reports Zero Hedge. They said Italian President Mattarella rejected Eurosceptic Paolo Savona for economy ministry position because of the appointment he said would have alarmed markets and investors, Italian and foreign. They said, yes, that is very ironic in retrospect, isn't it? Because now the markets have truly been alarmed because they've shut down this election. And, of course, these are the bankers, the IMF, and so forth. Forza Italia said they would not support this government. Five Star and League, that's the two nationalist parties, one of them socialist, one of them conservative, set their sights on the now highly likely new elections that will be coming in September. So we want to get an update from Leo. I just want to say one more thing in terms of this economic background that we've got here. When we look at what was happening the day before all this stuff broke, there was a story on Zero Hedge. First Greece, now Italy, Portugal next. They're talking about what's going to happen with this. And they looked at the debt of various countries as a percentage of GDP or GMP. And they had Greece at 177%, Italy at 130%, Portugal at 122%. By comparison, you had Belgium at 101% of GDP in terms of their debt ratio. Britain and France was 96%, the UK was 86%. But they were looking at this and they said the European Commission has forecasted a slow but further decrease of government debt in the coming years. They said it came down slightly in the last few months, so they thought things were improving at that point. But then what the bankers are doing over the last couple of months was raising the interest rates at which the Italian government had to borrow money, which amounts, this higher interest rate means that they're taking an additional 4% of GDP. So they create a crisis by saying, well, we're going to call your, even though things are improving, according to them, the IMF comes in and the bankers come in and they say, well, we're going to raise the interest rate. We're going to call you a junk bond thing. And then we're going to take over your elections and put a IMF director, or as they did in the case of Greece, a former Goldman Sachs person in charge here. All right. So we go to Leo Zagami, and he was censored yesterday on Italian Radio 24 after just 60 seconds. I want to give him a chance to talk longer than that, so might make this short. He actually doesn't need any introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. You can find his website, leozagami.com. He's an author of 12 published books based on a variety of subjects, history, secret societies, as well as the New World Order. Joining us from Italy is Leo Zagami. Welcome, Leo.
Hello, David. Well, we are in an historical moment here in Italy. We're living this sudden crisis that is pushed by the markets and the euro dictators who have opposed Paolo Savona. But let's not create also this information regarding Paolo Savona. He didn't really want to exit the euro. He once criticized the euro in a publication, one of his many publications that he does as a university professor, and that was enough for the left wing and for President Mattarella to oppose this coalition and this government proposed by the coalition.
Now, just mere criticism. Just mere criticism. He doesn't want to propose getting out of it. Just criticize it a little bit. You have to fall in line and praise and worship it, right?
Yes, but the Democrats who have lost the elections here in Italy, in the last few hours, have now created a new conspiracy theory that sees Matteo Salvini, Paolo Savona, and other people conspiring against the euro so they could exit this this hell, this pure hell, which is this euro currency, which since we have the euro in Italy, we only had loss of work for thousands of people, millions of people have lost their job. We have everything is costing basically double as much of what it used to cost. Nobody really wants the euro, but the political parties of the coalitions were not really putting into discussion the euro because it wasn't on their agenda. So just the mere criticism was enough to put aside Paolo Savona, but they already had ready this guy called Cottarelli, which you showed now the picture, which comes from the biggest Catholic university, is of course a Jesuit agent, is somebody that is in league with the Vatican, because it's the Vatican that in the last few weeks has really opposed this coalition, saying that whoever comes to power has to accept the immigrants, has to accept the flood of immigrants, and the money that we give as Italians to these people who arrive from Africa every day with boats. Now, Italy is going bankrupt, but Germany is not doing anything to save us or actually, Oettinger, this finance minister from Germany, who, as you know, yesterday was really somebody who violated completely all the rules of diplomacy, because Oettinger says in this exclusive interview in Strasbourg that the markets will teach the Italians to vote for the right thing. Now,
the bankers are going to educate the Italians. It's a teachable moment, right? They can hammer them into submission with the markets, with the finances.
Yeah, Oettinger is, exactly the EU commissioner in this moment. I think he has also a role in the German government. He is definitely ignoring the fact that Italy has voted for a change, and that he shouldn't be involving as the EU commissioner in something so delicate as the Italian sovereignty. Because here, everybody yesterday when this news came through about Oettinger making this criticism was that how dare this guy involves in Italian politics. Well, Italians finally have realized in the last few days since the intervention of this Italian president, who is an intervention that we can call basically a coup d'etat, because he has refused the government who was already aligned for him, and then he has proposed his own choice of somebody who was completely unelected. Now, from the information I got
Leo, let me interject something here in terms of the mechanics here, because, you know, people in America, they hear a president has appointed this other guy. This guy is not part of the two parties that together formed a majority. Neither one of them had a clear majority, so they had to form a coalition after the election, which is a common thing with parliamentary government. But the president in Italy, who appointed this former IMF director, is not an elected position in Italy. Explain that to us.
Well, yes. Now, the thing is this. We can have either a political government or either a technical government, meaning chosen by the president without really picking up from the politicians, but from, as it's been in the last few years, simply some university professors who hopefully are also in the Bilderberg Club, or they are in the IMF, or they are in the Trilateral Commission, like in the case of Mario Monti. And like this Cottarelli, of course, they have to be very loyal to the Vatican. This is enough to put them as minister. It doesn't matter if they are elected by the people. Unfortunately, we need to really rediscuss this whole constitution in Italy, which gives the president of Italy the last word on the choice of ministers.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back, and we're going to give Leo Zagami more than 60 seconds. They cut him off on Italian radio because they didn't want to hear it. But the people of Italy are going to have something to say to Brussels, I think, when this thing is all over. We'll be right back with Leo Zagami from Italy. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Leo Zagami out of Italy, talking about the crisis there and the pushback. Because I think, Leo, as we're looking at this, Nigel Farage, I played a clip earlier where he said maybe the European Union and Brussels has bitten off more than it can chew, because the people of Italy see this as a direct attack on their sovereignty, an attempt to overthrow their election, and... You know, Nigel was there at the European Parliament complaining when the bankers threw out the Greece election years ago. They had a Greek election there, and they threw the guy out, and they put in a Goldman Sachs banker. In an article that you've got on leozagami.com, you have, in Italy, the Jesuits, the bishops, and the cardinals are in support of the anti-democratic president. And you quote the five-star movement leader. You say there is a big problem in Italy. It's called democracy. Yeah, the European Union has a problem with national democracies. He says, in this country, you can be a condemned criminal, you can be a tax fraud convict, and you can still be a foreign minister. And he mentions the guy who was both of those things as a foreign minister. He said, you can have done crimes against the civil service, and you can be under investigation for corruption, and you can still be a minister. But if you've criticized the European Union or the euro, you cannot be economy minister in Italy. And it doesn't end here. And so that's really the essence of what they're throwing out, this appointment of an economics minister who I think was a university economics professor that was put in there. Is that correct?
Yes, Paolo Savona is an excellent guy who works also very closely with Antonio Maria Rinaldi, who is a collaborator of Italians for Trump, an organization which I preside. And so I know him very closely. Also, he collaborates with scenarieconomici.it, which is actually the site which published Savona's statement after the decision of President Mattarella that created outrage all over Italy.
And let's talk about that in a second. Let me jump in here a second, because I want to lay this out for Americans who are trying to understand this political system, because the way that the globalists operate in different countries is always different. I mean, they're slow walking Brexit, and they're going to, you know, try to run the clock out on this until they can have another election and so forth. But in Italy, your president is not directly elected by the people. Is that correct? He's elected by their members, the representatives that are elected. So you have the parliament that elects him. And this president was selected by the previous parties who've just been voted out in this last election. So he's their guy. He agrees with them. He's pro European Union and so forth. This is a hangover from these previous administrations. And he's the one coming in and saying, no, I'm not going to accept your choice based on the powers, the parties that are in power based on this election. I'm going to override that. So he's the establishment man that is the hangover vetoing what these two political parties want to do. Is that a correct analysis of this?
Absolutely, David. And my friend Professor Rinaldi, who is a dear friend of Savona, told me today that the Italian president forced the Italian constitution doing this. I mean, he literally forced it, because he should have only accepted the proposal without really getting into the political line of a government. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that Mattarella, the Italian president, is himself controlled by the ex-president, Giorgio Napolitano, who is, of course, a loyal mondialist, who is in line with the Vatican. And today, Monsignor Giancarlo Bregantini, who is the Bishop of Campobasso, said that basically it's incompatible to be in the five-star movement and being a Catholic. I mean, wow. A bishop of the Catholic Church today made this statement. And in the last few days, as I wrote also in my article, the Jesuits have come in support of this Mattarella, but many people have called for his impeachment. Of course, things today have, this backlash was so big that Mattarella himself went back on his decision to nominate Cottarelli, so we really don't know what's happening now. Either he is going to nominate a technical government. Probably we will still have Gentiloni, the present minister, in control of Italy until the new elections that will be called at the end of July, from the last news we are getting now. But even if they do a new election, the problem is that the system, the electoral system, like I said already before the elections, if you remember, is rigged. So basically, when on the 4th we had this election, I was the first one to say Italy will not be able to nominate a government in this situation. And that's what happened. Of course, the last few months have created so much change also in the perspective of the Italian people, who see the EU imposing their will in an undemocratic way, intervening also with people like Oettinger, the EU commissioner, and with all these people saying Italy should do this, Italy should do that, and the Vatican saying you have to respect Europe, you have to bring in the immigrants. We are not able to have a democratically elected parliament doing their own job. This is really an unheard situation. As I said, the day after the elections, the only solution, unfortunately, this is not only me saying it, but also a journalist like Massimo Fini, it could be a coup d'etat, but also a civil war later on, because if you start opposing the will of the people, now the only ones who went in the streets and said that the president was doing the right thing were the Democratic Party, the one that is in bed with Clinton, with Soros, with their flags, and the AMPI, who is basically the Association of Partisans. Still a few live, of course, probably it's their sons or whatever. The partisans are the ones who fought fascism, and they came out with a statement saying, oh, well, we are defending democracy. We have to protect our president. No, my dear friends, this president is a criminal. That's it.
Let me ask you about the Vatican, because you just said that they anathematized the Five Star Movement, which is one of the leading parties. I think they had the most number of votes. I think the League was second in that. But they anathematized them. The Vatican is saying, you got to do everything that the EU tells you to do out of Brussels and so forth. Is the Vatican, since it's a nation state, is it in the European Union? Do they have elected members of the European Parliament coming from the Vatican?
Well, as you know, but what is this, the key party in the European Union? The center, the Christian Democratic Party of Angela Merkel. Christian Democrats are Jesuit agents. I mean, this is historic. Mm-hmm. So if you go and see who is ruling the EU, it's all people from the Catholic universities, from the Jesuit universities. So, I mean, the Vatican not only has a say, but they have an imposition that they make. They have this organization called CEI, which is basically the Committee of Italian Bishops. And this Committee of Italian Bishops has been talking a lot and making declarations the last few days, saying that Italy should not be so populist. The same things that basically the EU dictators are saying, because they are all in bed together. These are the liberal forces.
We've only got about a minute and a half, and so before we run out of time, I want to get your take on, it looks like you're going to have another election, that they will reject this, it'll call another election. Do you agree with Nigel Farage that this is going to galvanize the people, that they're going to make this a referendum, as the Five Star and League have said, they're going to make this a referendum on sovereignty against the EU and against the euro? Do you think that's what's going to happen with this?
But there is a big problem here, David, because the EU will never permit Italy to go out of this monetary union. We can try to actually put this in a debate and maybe do a referendum, but I think that the EU will actually intervene in an undemocratic way, whatever the result is. I think the only way of freeing ourselves from Europe is to close down the borders and get the military involved. But there is no way we can get independent from Europe in a democratic way. They will never permit it, because they have given millions, billions to Italy. And of course, when you give so much money, you want it back, like they're doing with Brexit. They're creating a lot of problems for Brexit. And at the same time, they are bringing in the immigrants, and they want us to keep on bringing in the immigrants and treating them in a certain way, like
Pope Francis. I agree with you. I wish we had more time. That's Leo Zagami. You can find him at leozagami.com. They're going to frustrate the elections and the democratic process. And as Leo Zagami said, that is only going to add fuel to the fire of people wanting to rule themselves. It may result in violence and a civil war, because they're not going to allow a democratic transition. That doesn't look like the European Union.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you, and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking in the next hour to a victim of the MK Ultra program, CIA's program that began in the 50s. It was supposedly shut down in the 70s. I'm going to make the case for you that I think that it is going on in a much more sophisticated way today. You are going to be a subject of this in a short period of time. And I'll tell you how I think that's going to be happening. If it isn't already happening to you now, I mean, there's a lot of people that are under this type of thing. It's one of the things that they got upset about that Roseanne Barr was tweeting about when she did her tweeting frenzy the last couple of days. One of the things she talked about was CIA mind control. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. No, it's a conspiracy fact from the Conspiracy Intelligence Agency or the Criminal Intelligence Agency, the CIA. Before we get to that, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at, for Memorial Day at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program. It's what keeps our information open and free, but it's not free to run this operation. We sell high-quality products, and right now we've got a massive discount as part of Memorial Day sale. We have free shipping and 50% off of many of our most popular products. Here are some of them. Super Male Vitality, The Real Red Pill Plus, Brain Force Plus. That's my favorite supplement that we have at InfoWars. And, of course, Silver Bullet, as I pointed out before, colloidal silver. That's something that I use frequently. You know, silver is very effective at killing both viruses and bacteria. That's why it is so effective in our dental products. Our Super Blue products have nano silver and do not have fluoride. They have the good halogen, iodine. And we have all of the Super Blue dental products. That's two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray that can also be used topically on your hand or your body if you get a cut or something like that. Those are all 50% off as well. Free shipping. Alpha Power. Many items that we have, DNA Force Plus is also 50% off. That's a massive dollar savings. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of our Memorial Day sales. Again, many of our most popular products, 50% off and free shipping. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. And just to give you a taste of this, the lady that we're going to be interviewing in the next hour, here's part of her statement. She said, I, Ellen Atkin, have carried unbearable burdens of my mother's and father's mental illness my entire life. Both of them were patients in the psychiatric departments of several Ontario and Quebec mental hospitals. There is ample evidence now that both of them and myself were experimented upon and used as human guinea pigs, part of the MK Ultra program. There is now a group called it's Survivors and Families of Those. Let's see, what's the official title of this? It's been reported on Survivors Allied Against Government Abuse. And they have discovered that the Canadian government and some institutions in Canada were part of this CIA MK Ultra program that was exposed as part of the Church Intelligence Committee hearings. It's not a conspiracy theory. It really happened. And you don't know the full extent of this because the CIA director, Richard Helms, destroyed the evidence, just like Gina Haspel destroyed the evidence of that would incriminate her and others of torture during the debacles surrounding the Iraq War and the aftermath of 9/11. That's the way they do this. We will never know the full extent of what she and others did because she covered up that that information, just as we will not know the full extent of Project MK Ultra. But we do know that it existed. And it has some eerie similarities, I think, to what we have just seen, this shameful history of Gina Haspel and others. You know, I talked about the criticisms of Michelle Wolf, the personal attacks against Sarah Huckabee Sanders and so forth, and how Sarah Huckabee Sanders rose above that. She's a very effective and gracious spokesperson. I disagree, however, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders' defense of Gina Haspel, defending her on the basis that she's a woman. She may be a woman, but she's not a role model for women. She's not a role model for human beings. These people are disgusting to the CIA. So what was Project MKUltra? It was a program of experiments on human subjects. It was illegal, just like Gina Haspel's torture program. They were going to identify and develop drugs and procedures that they could use for interrogations and to force confessions. Does that sound like our enhanced interrogation? Maybe they should have just called it Project Enhanced Interrogation. That wouldn't have sounded as sinister as Project MK Ultra. They were going to force confessions. They were going to do it through mind control. They were going to do it through psychotherapy, drugs, hypnosis, and so forth. They officially sanctioned it in 1953. They reduced its scope in 1964. It was exposed in 1973 by the Church Commission hearings. And then shortly after that, you had Richard Helms destroy all the evidence to keep himself and others out of jail. Because, folks, what they did was a violation of the Nuremberg Code. We had executed people for this not too long before that. I mean, we had executed people in 1945 for what these war criminals had done in Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. And here they are starting this 8 years later in 1953. As a matter of fact, less than 8 years, because it took a while for these Nuremberg trials to run through and so forth. And meanwhile, it was the CIA bringing a lot of these war criminals who weren't given a show trial, who weren't given a show execution. They got the guys who really knew the stuff, who had conducted these experiments on people. They said, well, that's kind of useful information for us, and we'd like to have the information from these guys. And we know that they're willing to do anything. They have absolutely no moral restrictions on what they do. We could use people like that here. Yeah, we could use that kind of person. So they brought them over, Operation Paperclip. And then they started MKUltra and many other things. They became those scientists, those war criminals that the CIA brought over. They became the basis of our biological warfare system, our chemical warfare system. They wanted to use them. So these people engaged in illegal activities. They used U.S. and Canadian citizens. The Canadian citizens are now the ones who are fighting back against this. Because, you know, in the U.S., we can't get any information about what our criminal government has done. They wanted to manipulate people's mental states to alter their brain functions. They wanted to surreptitiously administer drugs, especially LSD. You know, when we look at the war on drugs and the seminal role that LSD played in changing the public opinion to embracing the war on drugs by Richard Nixon. The war on drugs was a UN agenda that was specified and enacted 10 years later by Nixon, but they put it together in 1961, the UN did. They gave us four schedules. They put all the different drugs into the four schedules. They made marijuana a class one drug, saying that it had absolutely no medical use. Not true. 10 years later, Richard Nixon did the war on drugs, 1971, and he just copied over the UN agenda. That was his war on drugs. How did he push that through? Everybody was scared to death of LSD. It was created by the CIA. They had some of their test subjects that they let go. Timothy Leary and his band of merry pranksters went across the country telling everybody to drop acid and drop out, and it scared the establishment, let's say, crapless, since we're on the radio. And they said, oh, we need a war on drugs. Let's stop this stuff. We got to do whatever we can to stop this. So let's create this war on drugs. They were ready for it then. They were ready for the UN agenda. They weren't ready in 1961. They didn't see the need for it. But thanks to the CIA and LSD, they saw the need for the war on drugs. Big part of that. So they would use this. They would give it to people without their consent, without them knowing what was going to be happening to them. They did it surreptitiously, secretly, deceptively. What did they do? Does this sound like Gina Haspel's program? Sensory deprivation, isolation, verbal and sexual abuse, and other forms of torture. Folks, the CIA doesn't change, does it? Some things in life just go on, and that's the evil of these sadistic criminals that we call the CIA. Scope of Project MKUltra was broad, 80 institutions and so forth. Eventually, we got a Freedom of Information Act in 1977, 4 years after Richard Helms destroyed most of the files. He destroyed them in 73, 2 years before the Church Committee even got off the ground, the Frank Church Committee. In 1977, a FOIA Act uncovered a cache of 20,000 documents related to that. And so, you know, we've had a little bit of exposure to that. Here's some of the stuff that they were doing, these ancestors of Gina Haspel. Substances which would promote illogical thinking and impulsiveness to the point where the recipient would be discredited in public. Oh, that was one of the things that they found in a surviving document. That was one of their goals. Here's another goal. They wanted to find substances which could alter personality structure in such a way that the tendency of the recipient to become dependent upon another person is enhanced. Another goal. Substances which would lower the ambition and the general working efficiency of the public when administered. Yeah, it kind of sounds to me like the projects that they're working on now with 5G, with smart cities, with all of these mind control tactics that they're still working on. We've got a brain initiative that was funded to the tune of anywhere between $3 and $4 billion, depending on the person that you ask, by the Obama administration over a 10-year period. They want to be able to manipulate people's minds. They are still on it, folks, but in a much more sophisticated way. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to continue to talk a little bit about the MK Ultra program, because we have a guest coming up in this next hour who was a victim of the MK Ultra program. Her parents were both victims of this program, thinking that they were going in for some minor treatment of depression, and they became the victims of these war criminals. People that people like this were executed in the Nuremberg trials, but then they were also brought over by the CIA and funded by the CIA. And so both her parents and she were victims of this. People in Canada are now banding together to try to get some closure, to try to get some information, and hopefully maybe some compensation from these war criminals. But it's not ended, folks. This is what I want to stress upon you today, that the same government, the same American government that was capable of doing this in the 1950s, the 60s, and the 70s is still doing it today. And what is really frightening about this is how much more effective they have become. Their techniques were very cruel and brutal back then, but they were primitive. Today, they are still cruel and brutal, but they're far more sophisticated. They've been at this for over 60 years, and they're getting very good at it. And that should scare the hell out of you as to what is coming. Because when we look at this, this is about controlling the hive mind. They're not necessarily interested in just controlling one or two people. You know, they are interested, as Michael Hayden said, they're not interested in bad people. That's not the purpose of national security, to protect us from bad people. They're interested in interesting people. And so they're going to come after the President Trumps, the people who are going to fight the system and so forth. But they're also going to come after you. They want to know what you collectively think. They want to control collectively the hive mind. They want to control it with a control grid. The United Nations has come up with a tactic to do this. They want to keep people, the UN, they call it an agenda for sustainability. It's all for protecting planet Earth. No, it isn't. No, it is about putting the planet under their control, confining you to the cities, controlling your ability to move, to communicate, to shoot, your ability to think. They want to control your mind collectively. And so you have these different tactics that they have done, the different technologies that they have come up with. You have geospatial intelligence, which is there to monitor and to predict where public opinion is going, and then to create a narrative, to shape public opinion, to be able to measure how public opinion is changed by that narrative and to continue to alter it. To map you as individuals onto a geographical map. And say, these are problem areas for us. Over here, these people are still thinking freely. They're still interested in liberty, or they're still Christians or whatever in this area. So we got to work more on these people, or just confine them or eliminate them or whatever. It's called geospatial intelligence. This is where James Clapper hit out. It's looking at your metadata. As I pointed out many times, it's your activity-based intelligence and the human domain analytics. They want to master the human domain. Remember, that was the motto for Jade Helm. I don't think Jade Helm was about a kinetic operation at all. It was about a psychological operation. That has been the motto of some of their geospatial intelligence conferences, mastering the human domain. They don't know everything about you, so they can master you. If we look at the DARPA and the Brain Initiative, and of course DARPA, is there, they're just out there trying to help disabled veterans, right? Yeah, the defense industry, defense weapons. Yeah, they're just there. Those robots that you see that look so sinister, they look like early prototypes for the Terminator series. They're there just to help little old ladies cross the street. And all this mind control stuff, that's just there to help veterans who are suffering from PTSD or people who have lost limbs. You know, that's really what that's about. No, by DARPA's own admission, it looks pretty creepy, even though they're trying to cover this up. Yeah, restoring active memory. They call it RAM. See, they look at your brain as simply a physiological computer. Not random access memory, but restoring active memory. And the fact that they're going to test wireless, fully implantable neural interface medical devices that they can do, you know, it's important that they do this wireless. And it's also important that they don't actually have to put you through surgery. That might be a bit of a tip-off. We'll be back uncovering more of this. Stay with us.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking in the next segment to a victim of the MK Ultra program, a Canadian victim. And we've got a lot of survivors and families of people who were affected by the criminal CIA program that has a lot of parallels to what is still going on today. Not only the enhanced torture of Gina Haspel, but also the high-tech way that mind control has moved in the last few years. We're going to talk to her about her personal experiences, her family, it got both her mother and father, and what is going on with that program to try to uncover some of what was not destroyed by Richard Helms, as he destroyed records just like Gina Haspel destroyed records of her torture program. But I want to talk to you a little bit about what is currently happening. You know, we're told, oh, well, the MK Ultra program, it was exposed by the church committee hearing, and they shut that down. Yeah, technically, they don't call it that anymore. Technically, it was not really very efficient for what they wanted to do, but their objectives remained the same. If you look at what they were trying to do, again, a big part of what they were interested in their sadistic programs were to try to get information from people. It was sold as an interrogation method, and they didn't care if they tortured people. They didn't care if they drove them insane. They didn't care if they killed them. They wanted to get that information. And they also wanted to be able to manipulate and control people to get them to do things that they would not normally do. A big part of this was to alter people's memories. What are we seeing today? I reported a couple of weeks ago on the situation where they said, look, with DNA transplanting, we can teach something to a group of snails, behavioral reactions and so forth, or get them to understand something is happening. And then we can transfer, using DNA, we can transfer that memory to snails who have never been in that experience, and they will know what to do. See, that is a big part of what DARPA is still working on today. DARPA wants to be able to implant false memories, things that you never had. They want to, in some cases, they want to talk about advanced learning. So they can just give you the ability to do something. Oh, that sounds pretty cool, isn't it? Except when you understand that they can put memories in your mind of things that never happened. They can destroy the real experiences that you remember. They can remove those memories. And they can read your memories. All of these are aspects that they're working on. Being able to read your memory, to be able to destroy your memory, to be able to give you a memory of something that never happened. Those are current objectives of the DARPA programs that are out there, the brain research that is out there. It puts all new perspective on the Orwellian term memory hole, doesn't it? Right now, you can be flushed down the memory hole. You can just be eradicated from Twitter. They have the ability, and they're going to be using that pretty soon, just to flush everything. Find your voice everywhere. If you're a broadcaster like me or Alex or whatever, just find your voice and shut you down everywhere. You just disappear. Well, they can do that to your memory, too. That's what they're working on. Take a look at some of the things that DARPA talked. This is from DARPA's website. I pointed out that they want to be able to wirelessly control a surgically implanted device that will interface into your brain. But, you know, that's a little bit invasive and obvious when they do something like that. You get somebody with a big scar on the back of their head or jack sticking out there, you know, or maybe they can erase the memory of the surgery, but it's like, hey, what is this back here, you know? But they also want to do it with non-surgical ways because that's the most important thing. Things that are going to work without the requirement of surgery. And as I point out, to be used by able-bodied people. So it's not just the people who are disabled that they want to help. You know, they'll talk about, oh, look, DARPA is helping a paralyzed man feel again using a brain-controlled robotic arm. Okay, prosthetics, yeah, that's fine. But that is not really the brief of the Advanced Defense Weapons Group called DARPA. That's not really what they're interested in. These people, and part of this brain research program that Obama started funding back in 2013. At the time, it was a $3 billion program. I think it's now expanded to $4 billion. They were going to do it over a decade, $300 million a year. And at the time, you had a lot of scientists saying, hey, we're not really too comfortable with this. This looks like a massive amount of money. And we don't really see any clear goals from this program. Hear that? What's your purpose in this? They're not going to tell you what their purpose is. I'm telling you what their purpose is. They're not going to tell you what. You think the CIA is going to tell you what their purpose was with the MKUltra program? They're not even going to tell you what they're doing with that. It lacks clear goals, said the scientists. They're not being transparent with us about what these clear goals are. They're going to be mapping the human brain, whatever that means. And they will determine exactly what that's going to look like. And so when we go back, And it's important for us to go back and look at the abuse of individuals. So Ellen Atkin that we're going to talk to in the next segment. How these criminals have they're psychopaths. They have absolutely no compassion for their fellow human. They are war criminals. They should be in jail or executed in a public trial, just like the Nuremberg war criminals are. Those are the types of people that are using far more sophisticated tactics today against you. Because when we look at the coming hive mind control grid, that is going to be present in the smart cities with 5G and so forth. This is the full spectrum analysis of where this is going to go. You can't even imagine where this is going to. We've already had. Remember back during the Iraq War, we've had people who have come forward as whistleblowers saying we had a voice of God weapon that was developed by DARPA, and we could make people think that they're hearing voices in their head. And that would be used to control them. And we were able to use it. And during Desert Storm, we were able to get Iraqi soldiers to just lay down their arms without a shot even being fired. They have very advanced weapons. And if they can do that, remember the Navy Yard shooter? He said, this is my ELF gun. He didn't think he was Legolas. He wasn't saying elf gun. He was talking about extremely low frequency. The guy who shot up that place said he'd heard voices in his head and so forth. In the 1980s, we had Colonel Aquino, who was a NSA colonel. He also went on the Oprah Winfrey show dressed up like Eddie Munster, talking about how he was a high priest in the Temple of Satan and so forth. Well, he also published a book called The Mind War. And in that, he talked about using extremely low frequencies to control people mentally. See, they have a lot of different, and I don't know all the different tactics and techniques that they're doing, but you have to understand that they are using this against the mass public. As an activist post pointed out a year ago, never mind the bombs, the bullets, or other conventional weaponry. Consider the use of high-tech stealth weapons, not just for the use of warfare, but for nefarious purposes of population control. Whistleblowers have come out talking about DARPA using these high-tech stealth weapons on unsuspecting civilians for mass mind control. Of course they're doing that. They even have a term for the targeted individuals that the military calls them anomalous human potential. Oh, that would be kind of the people that they have identified with their geospatial intelligence and their metadata and so forth. Those would be the people that maybe don't agree with the government. Maybe they like the Second Amendment. Maybe they like to be able to move and communicate and shoot. And maybe they don't support this stuff. Or maybe it's just their religious beliefs that make them not controllable. Maybe they answer to a higher moral code. Maybe they believe. And, of course, you look at, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Joe Biden hated Clarence Thomas because Clarence Thomas said our rights don't come from government. They come from God. You think like that, you are an enemy of the state. Clarence Thomas is an enemy of the state, folks. And when we look at where this is going, and when we look at where it has been, just think about the fact that this was done on unwitting subjects as they were running these things through. And the connection, as I pointed out, to the war on drugs. And the fact that we just recently had a lot of resurfaced again. Why? Because WikiLeaks brought up the term again. Operation Midnight Climax. What was that? Well, after the CIA designed LSD, got a Swiss manufacturer to do it, they decided that, you know, they don't want to tell their test subjects what they're doing because, you know, they're war criminals. So what they did was they lure these people into hotel rooms by prostitutes. And prostitutes would then give them these LSD drugs. You know, these are the sick individuals that would come up with something like the Dirty Dossier. Only the sick people at MI5 and the CIA would come up with something like that to try to take Trump down. Because that's what they'd already done. They would lure people in with these prostitutes. They would give them LSD and then watch what would happen. And they called it Operation Midnight Climax. Yeah. And then after they scared everybody to death with LSD, they created the war on drugs. And then what did that do to our freedoms? We'll be right back with Ellen Atkins. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. MycoZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Ellen Atkin. She has an amazing story. She recognized herself in an online photo that was talking about, it was just dubbed MK Ultra Girl back in October 2015. That was the beginning of a journey where she discovered that not only had she been a subject of the MK Ultra program, but so had both of her parents. And you can find her on Twitter at MK Ultra Girl. She also has a blog where she's talking about the MK Ultra program. That is rawtraveling.blogspot.ca, as in Canada. And we want to talk to her about what happened to her and her family and what may be happening in the future, because we hope, all of us do, that we're going to get to the bottom of these criminal actions, these sadistic and criminal actions that were done to individuals without their consent. That was the basis of the Nuremberg trials and the Nuremberg Code. You do not conduct medical experiments on people, even if it is something that is going to help the general public. You're going to find out information, let's say, about hypothermia. Well, okay, that's nice to know, but you're not going to be allowed to conduct tests on human beings without their informed consent. And for some things that are going to put them at risk, you're not even allowed to do it with their consent. That was the result of the Nuremberg Code. But shortly after that was done, you had the CIA starting this program that's now, that was 65 years ago. And I would say, as we look at this, that their technology has changed, but their objectives have not changed. So joining us now is Ellen Atkin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
I want you to tell people a little bit about your journey of discovery. How did you find out about this? I just mentioned it briefly. You saw an online photo. What did you find out about that? What did you think before that about the mental illness in your family? And how did you just take us on that journey of discovery?
Okay. Well, first of all, your intros just made me want to cry because, you know, it's just really quite a lot of pain that
yes
is in that story and in my family, and that's what I carry, and that's how I grew up. So that's why I'm doing this. I it's there. It's never been resolved. There's reasons, and I figure if, you know, there's any reason to live, it would be to get the story out and do my best to resolve it.
I'm so sorry for your suffering. We look at this and we look at it from the standpoint of this is wrong. But that's why it's so important to hear your voice talking about this, because we have to understand that this is being done to human beings. You know, and this is why when we talk about the enhanced torture program of Gina Haspel, I want you to put a personal human face on this, because this has destroyed your life, your family's life. There are consequences for this stuff. These people are just looking at it from a detached point of view. They are animals. I mean, these people are every bit as much as animals as MS-13. It's absolutely amazing that they could do this, these monsters. And that's the thing that we always have to be concerned about as a government, that we don't become the things that we fight, that we don't become the monsters that we go abroad to destroy, or the Nazis that we go abroad to destroy. They brought these people in. They became the basis of their programs. And I want you to talk to people about this and put a human face on this, because I believe this stuff is still going on. I believe it's going on in a much more sophisticated way. I believe that it's going to be used technologically, not necessarily with drugs, but with electronic controls and so forth. They're still looking at the same stuff. You know, Ellen, when I look at this and I'm looking at some of the experiments that this doctor who ran the program there in Canada said, they were doing depatterning and psychic driving experiments. They wanted to be able to erase memories and to try to reprogram memories with new thoughts. These are still the objectives of DARPA. They're just using far more sophisticated technologies now, 65 years later. That's why it's important for people to see what happened in your life. If you could tell us, you know, how this has affected your life and life of your parents.
You know, it's generational. There's a lot of people like me. I want to say that. There's a lot of survivors. I call it the alt news, you know, the alt, mm-hmm. Because it's unrecognized, and it's not just MK Ultra. I actually, for MK Ultra, I lump in everything like, satanic ritual abuse, military abductions, they're known mm-hmm. as My Labs, but really, there's many, almost every family of military has a story like this. And if you go back into most people's histories, it's not been pretty. So this sort of, you know, this veil or this projection that we see, certainly, you know, in my generation, since TV and radio and since there has been the means to project, is just a projection. You know, it's not real. And we try to form it and make it, but, into something that we call our own. But in fact, this control of the projection has always gone on since day one. So I'm now going to engage in what I, or actually Joseph Farrell is termed high octane speculation, which is where I tend to go, because there's so much speculation around what the who, what, when, where, why. But I'm telling you that the program is widespread. It's not just.
And just like you, if you hadn't happened across, that's why I started with the discovery thing, because if you hadn't happened across that photo of yourself, you probably, like many people, wouldn't have even understood that you were a part of this program. You wouldn't have known the origins of the things that are afflicting you in your personal life, because you wouldn't have any proof of this. Richard Helms did everything that he could to destroy this information. Some of it persisted, and I think it was at the persistence of Ted Kennedy, because I think he suspected the CIA and their mind control programs of being involved in these assassination attempts. So he was pretty persistent at trying to uncover some of this stuff. They were eventually able to, 4 years later, after Helms destroyed a lot of this stuff, find some of this information and release it. But for the most part, they've been very effective at keeping it secret and concealed. Everything our government does is secret and concealed from us anymore, isn't it?
I don't really believe that. I think there's a lot of people that know a lot. Obviously, there's, you know, what, a million people working in the civil service in the United States, and then maybe, you know, 10% of that in Canada, because we have about 10% of the population. So I think there's a lot of people that know. You know, now they're called whistleblowers, informants, public informants. Sometimes people, you know, say things on their deathbed. You know, it's like mm-hmm. time to come out. Mm-hmm. But people, right. A lot of people know this stuff. A lot of people have lived with it. I could walk into, you know, a forest trail and bump into somebody who's had this similar experience. It's really not that obscure. It's just that.
But they may not. Do you think that they know that they were part of the program, or they just know that something is wrong? Maybe you see some commonality there. I know that a lot of the people that were a part of this, as you point out, they might make a deathbed confession, or they might wait until they retire because they don't want to lose their job. I mean, that's the saddest thing about it, is that people will put their employment over taking down people like that. We just had yesterday, we had FBI agents say, yeah, we saw a lot of improper things going on at the FBI, but, you know, if I was given some protection by Congress, I might talk about it, but I might lose my job if I said something. Like, seriously? Is that how far the corruption has rotted the FBI? Yeah, it has.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
President Trump gave a speech on Friday at the Naval Academy for their commencement and said, America is back. Hollywood does not have the megaphone anymore, but patriots that believe in real Americana are back in charge, and the world is taking notice. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Memorial Day and the great sacrifices of our veterans, we are offering free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off on more than 20 best-selling items like Brain Force, the amazing nootropic. Help support the information war, get great products at the same time, and continue to fund an operation that is a thorn in the side of the globalist and that is continuing to back President Trump and other patriots, not just here but worldwide, in support of free market capitalism, support of Christianity, support of family, support of basic freedom. Huge Memorial Day specials running throughout this weekend until the month of May ends. At InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Take advantage today. Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship. Brainwash young people against InfoWars. Psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Ellen Atkins. She is a survivor, also a victim of the MK Ultra program. And Ellen, I want to ask you, how did you get involved in this program? I know that your parents were in this program as well. And of course, nobody was informed that they were going to be having these things done to them. But you know, how did you get into it, or how did your parents get into this?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I should focus on my case. So I'm trying to find that out. I never really learned much. My parents didn't speak much about it, but I was aware my mother was at the Allen Memorial. She did get shock treatment by Dr. Ewan Cameron. I'm aware of that. I also remember the name Dr. Dolly West. He's another doctor who was there. There's many doctors who were there. Ewan Cameron's the fall guy. So,
and your mother went there because for treatment because of depression or something like that. Was that how she got
involved? Depression?
In it?
I'm not sure. I can't get any straight answers from anybody. Not her sister, her twin sister. Of course, twins are, you know, something that Joseph Mengele loved to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Joseph Mengele has been spotted all over North America and South America and so many people's stories, survivor stories as Dr. Green. And there's this picture of my father. It's got like this Joseph Mengele. I don't know if it's my father, but I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, what kind of craziness, but you know, my family was always like that. But my mother was depressed and drugged on tranks and antidepressants her whole life. So, there was some investment in by the doctors and her family and my father to keep her that way. It was just so sad and very hard for everyone. She did not put her name on the class action lawsuit when it came along. And I just had that confirmed by the Justice Department of Canada because I'm looking for her records right now. And then I'll go for my records and then my father's records or all of them at once. I don't know, but it's going to be quite the research project. So I'd like some help with that. That would be nice because I don't really have many resources. I really do just live a marginal existence.
And of course, people can find you on Twitter at MK Ultra Girl, and you've also got rawtraveling.blogspot.ca is the blog that you have there in terms of CIA information, the MK Ultra program. That was how your mother got involved in this. She struggled with depression. She goes there for treatment, and unbeknownst to her, this doctor, Ewan Cameron, is part of the MK Ultra program. He's getting money from the CIA to experiment on people without their knowledge or consent. And then how did you get involved? Was it simply because you were her daughter that they put you in the program? What do you remember of that?
Nothing. I don't remember anything of it. I mean, I have memories behind the veil. I had a dream the other night that there was a kitchen with a whole lot of cupboards and I could only open a few of them. And there's just a lot of, it's all compartmentalization. I have unexplained injuries. I have just, you know, I live with the effects. I mean, if you stab a tree trunk with a knife, it'll just grow around it, right? So as you get older, everyone will know this, you know, your injuries become more obvious. And so these injuries that they performed speculatively, because there's no proof, so I have to reverse engineer all this, and it is speculative until, you know, I can get the records. But there may also be other methods like hypnosis, I'm not sure, but it would also be, it's traumatic to remember this. It was traumatic to see that picture. I knew I had my mother and father had history and sight. You know, in the mental health business. I mean, my father had a nervous breakdown when he was 16, but he was in and out. I know. I mean, we knew that, but he wouldn't talk about my mother a little bit more, but not that much. It was all suppressed because I don't know, but there was something going on. My father was involved with the Catholic Church, but he didn't really have faith like a, you know, person who was spiritual should. Mm-hmm. It was more of a political sort of, I don't know.
Cultural type of thing. That picture that they just flashed up there briefly, that was the picture where you saw that picture of yourself, and that's how you were able to confirm that it wasn't just something in your imagination, that you were actually a part of this secret experiment. And this is the same type of thing. As folks look at the horrific things that happened during World War II by these Nazi war criminals and so forth, and their experimentation, Mengele's experimentation on twins and all these things that were done to people, people don't realize that that was being done here in America and in Canada by the Central Intelligence Agency. Because they had brought over these types of people. They were exactly like the Nazis. And I'm not talking about Goodwin's Law here. I mean, we are talking about literal Nazis. They came over here and started doing these kind of experiments against people, and they have kept it hidden. Unlike what we've had the full revelation of what happened in Nazi Germany, but we haven't had a revelation of what's been done here in America and in Canada. We haven't come to terms with this, and we allow it to continue with the CIA.
Well, the CIA routed out Nazi doctors. Like, they go find them in the Eastern Bloc. They were like, we got to get them all. Like, really, I'm reading the Secret History of the CIA by Joseph Trento. And if you really want to learn how foul they are, just read that book. But,
another book I'd recommend to people is, DARPA's Brain, by, Annie Jacobson. I think Annie is her first name. But anyway, that tells you the other side of it too, the DARPA, history. And, if you think these people are just out there they're doing this because they want to help us with prosthetics and with PTSD. That is not what DARPA has been about. And it's not what they're about, and it's not what the CIA is about.
You really have to question all that they throw at you for your own good, for your safety. You really have to do that. Because most of it isn't, there's many workarounds. That's what I did. I just tried to avoid being, institutionalized. I just took the other way. Even though my mother was, had her life ruined by these institutional mental health professionals, so-called, she still believed there was some, help in therapy. And I know there's some people that do get help by therapy, but I just couldn't abide by any of it because I saw what had happened to her. So I just didn't have a roadmap. I was just,
Well, we understand that a lot of pharmaceutical drugs exacerbate the condition that you're trying to get treated. All you have to do is listen to the Fox News or the CNN ads where they have the disclaimers and they'll say that it exacerbates, the condition that you're taking it for. But, it also has a really horrific sometimes consequences. But this is something that was done sadistically, done deliberately, done criminally to people. This is beyond people's greed and saying, well, we want to sell a drug. And, yeah, we gave you a little bit of a disclaimer here, but, it has some the opposite effect and so forth. These are people who are out there with an agenda to try to mess with people's minds. And they're doing it. They did it on a selective basis with very crude technology 65 years ago. They have been refining that technology for the last 65 years, and they want to do it as broadly based as possible. And that's the key thing. So when you got this information, besides that picture, how did you get the information as you've been digging through this? You didn't get a stash of information that was declassified anywhere, did you? You've just been piecing this together bit by bit?
It's all on the internet. I mean, ironically, the first instance of I was renewing my quest to bring justice for my mother in 2013. She had been dead since 99. And within a week of me doing some searches, the movie by InfoWars, this is the ironic part, came out, that psychology, state of mind, psychology of control. And I recognized my mother in a black and white film clip. So there she is getting electrocuted by Ewan Cameron.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk when we come back. I want to find out what the status is of these legal movements by other survivors of this program. I want to find out where that is and talk about what your goals are to try to expose this. We want to see this exposed, just as it was a favor to us all for what Julian Assange and WikiLeaks did. We'll be right back.
Patrick in the Great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet. And I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests. And I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield. And since then, I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit. And it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have one more segment with a victim, a survivor of the MK Ultra program. She was subjected to this as a young child. Both of her parents were involved in the program. She was able to verify this from photographs that she saw of the MK Ultra program. But of course, most of the evidence has been destroyed by the CIA itself, kind of like the torture program. And there's so many different overlaps between that and between the MK Ultra program and the torture program that Gina Haspel oversaw. And we understand that what DARPA is doing right now and this massive amount of money that is being spent, this program back in the 50s and 60s, they spent, I think it was $4 million. They are spending $300 million per year minimum to try to map the human brain so they can do the same objectives that were supposedly the objectives of these criminal experiments on people conducted without their consent or knowledge. They are still out there conducting experiments without your consent, without your knowledge, and they are spending more than 100 times that amount of money now. They have really stepped this up. They have been working on this technology for 65-plus years, and their objectives are still the same. Mind control, to be able to implant memories, erase memories, alter memories, to read minds, to control people's thoughts. This sounds like science fiction, folks, but it is not, and Ellen Atkins is an example of this. And Ellen, I want to talk about, you know, an important part of this, I think, in the movement that you and other people are involved in there, of course, is exposure. You want to have some closure as to what has happened in your life as well. But talk to us a little bit about what the goals of these actions that are being taken by the group are here. I know you want to get your own personal medical records, but tell us a little bit about the legal action and what form that is taking.
Well, I just know what you know. I have been in contact with Alan Stein for 5 years. He's a lawyer, and he won't return my emails now. I think it's my attitude. You know, I kind of have a bad one because I'm angry. Uh-huh. But I don't know. Maybe I'm not supposed to get angry, and that'll, it's just.
Well, that's part of the closure thing. I mean, the exposure is for everybody else to understand what has been going on, what's been done in our name, even though it was done secretly. But it's also part of the closure for you to get that information. And compensation, I should say. You should be compensated for this as well.
Well, indeed. Yeah. So I don't know. The narrative in that discussion has been since the beginning that it just happened to that group of people, and it caused, you know, she wasn't quite the same. These kind of quotes that don't nearly sum up what the devastation, certainly not what I received in my family. So the proof, I mean, these are breadcrumbs. It is proof, you know, whatever you, if you want to deny it, go ahead. But those pictures are proof, and I will do whatever needs to be done with by the experts for the facial recognition to match that up, and whatever other tests could be done. I really want to get to the bottom of it myself. I don't think there's ever any bottom, but, I'd also like to have some support because it's kind of, traumatic to be going through this alone when you're, you know, funny, that picture, seeing that picture was traumatic. But I just want to back up with my mother's clip. So I traced that clip back to University of Oklahoma promotional video done in 53 for their mental health program. And it was the university where Dr. Jolie West went after he left Montreal in the Yellow Memorial. So that might be a clue there. There's just a lot of clues, about how I could get to the bottom of this. It's just that, you know, I don't have the time, the money, the space, you know, to do any of this work. I can do it a little bit.
It's just
bit,
piecing together little breadcrumbs. Like you mentioned, you saw that clip in an InfoWars documentary, and then you said, that's my mother. And then you track that down to that university.
It took years because, you know, nobody would respond to me at InfoWars or James Lane.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't intentional. We just get inundated with a lot of mail, and so much of it, we don't have time to go through it, to be honest with you, but.
Oh no.
We're not trying to stonewall you here. We want to get to the bottom of this too. And I'm sure if anybody had seen that, we would have responded with that. I've seen other statements from people talking about how their relatives went in with very insignificant mental health problems, and then they came out with massive problems. Some of them saying, they destroyed many parts of me, a mother's note, saying they destroyed many parts of me. I'm lucky to be alive. These are innocent people who went in for mild depression, said another one. They came out completely ravaged and their life was ruined. I mean, that is the story of how this all breaks down. And of course, we've had innocent people picked up by the CIA for other issues and tortured. And that's the real crime that continues to go on. But it's also the systematic scientific tyranny that's involved here.
You can't shut the blind or shut the door and just pretend that it didn't happen. And my family is a case point for that. I mean, I think my parents tried that, but it didn't work. And, you know, my sister suffered from it mentally, and I suffered from it on all levels. I was just able to do the workarounds and make my way in life a little bit better, but not great. I certainly don't feel like I have came down to do my destiny or anything. This is what I think it's been to stop me and to stop other people who actually had a purpose to do these things that might right some of these wrongs, lead in the direction. Like, it doesn't seem that this world we're living in is the right world. It's not the right life. You know, and it's the people without the, soul codes that are the ones not paying attention, and they get
yeah, that's the sad thing about it, is that that there are people out there
so much
who do have a moral conscience, who would be concerned about this if they understood what was going on, but they've been gaslighted themselves by the establishment media and the government to believe that this never happened. That's why it's very important to talk to survivors like you who have photographic evidence that they and their parents were involved in this program, that it really existed. I mean, to this day, you got a lot of people who don't even believe that MK Ultra even existed, even though we have evidence from the church committee hearings and so forth that it did exist. They think it's just simply a piece of fantasy or a conspiracy theory.
Exactly. That's funny. Stranger Things. I mean, the parallel with that girl and me is quite uncanny, you know, because her name is Elle, and that's my name. Her best friend Michael, that was my brother's name. He died, and her real name is Jane. That was my mother's name. And then in the season two, they actually put it in the script how her motivation is to get justice for her mother, which is definitely my story as well. Yeah, interesting, right? So there's a lot of things.
And of course,
like that,
there was a documentary that came out last year about Wormwood, about one of Frank Olson, who was involved in that whole system. He's either committed suicide or he was executed, you know, and I think so. They did a multi-part series on that, kind of a quasi-documentary that his son put together, because this is something that is a multi-generational thing, and it is a program that I believe is still going on. If you look at the objectives of DARPA, nothing has changed except the technology. You know, that's when we look at things, when we look at the principles on which this country was founded, we understand that human nature doesn't change. And you've got evil humans, and they have to be controlled. And so, you know, the technology changes. The technology for mind control is changing, just like the technology for other things have changed. But the question is, you know, the evil that is at the center of all this, that's what we need to expose, because that's not changing.
It's in the blood. That's what I've discovered. That's what I think. It's in the blood. It's mixed up in all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they know how to program it and activate the wrong side, because in fact, we're always fighting against it. And if you can, but what's happened is that the space has been illuminated now for any sort of life, and it's all MK Ultra. I mean, I'm talking about the molecules in the air, you know, it's just encroaching on us in so many ways. And that's what people are noticing, but it's actually it's been a long time coming, this program, and it is in the blood. This is, of course, this is the high octane speculation. I don't want to get into it now because it's way out there, but it is in the blood. And that's why it's generational targeting. They keep it in the blood. The elites, there's something about the negative blood types. I think my family, they were elites a long, long time ago. We've been in Canada for like 500 years, but the history I've uncovered.
I'll tell you what, it is in the atmosphere, and it's going to be even more in the atmosphere when they start putting up these 5G transmitters everywhere. Part of it is surveillance. Part of it is control. There's a physiological aspect that's going to be involved in this, but folks, you have to come to grips with the truth here. We've been gaslighted by the media and the government for far too long.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets. Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.